This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Mike, thank you very much indeed for that welcome. It is a real privilege to be here with you today to address what I think is really the most central part of a high-quality higher education system in the UK that keeps our position as world-leading. And I think in all of these discussions, it's terribly important that we don't get caught up with very parochial things about how our university can be better at the student experience than the next one down the road so that we get more students and better students and we are the best, etc. But that we do keep taking a step back and think, how do we keep the UK higher education sector world-leading in the way that it is? And that may require some of us making some changes and adjustment to our core mission, which should be tricky. So anyway, thank you very much for inviting me to be here today. I'm speaking here today with two hats on. I'm clearly Vice-Chancellor at Loughborough University and very proud to be there doing that. But I'm also speaking on behalf of the 1994 Group, which you'll know something about, which is a group of medium-sized, research-intensive universities who are absolutely committed to an integration of research and teaching and quality in both. Just to remind you, here are our members, and I'm sure that there are many of you amongst the group here today. I am going to be talking about a view from Loughborough and the 1994 group, and I'll try to put that in the context of what I think other institutions are doing, because one of the important points about keeping a world-leading higher education sector is that we're clear about the contribution of different kinds of universities and that we recognise different kinds of excellence in different kinds of universities. But as a sort of personal 1994 group Loughborough view about the student experience at the start, I've been asked to talk about the student experience, quality, and rather less attractively, funding. What is the student experience? The student experience quite clearly is having great teaching and learning in a stimulating environment. And I'll come back to what I think makes that in a moment or two. But it absolutely isn't, and I think everybody recognises now, it isn't just that. There are all sorts of other things that happen during the course of being a student that determine whether you have a great student experience or not. There's a raft of opportunities and experiences which we now call co-curricular opportunities, the opportunities for learning things during volunteering, the opportunities to learn things as part of work experience, and the social life and network. The people that you build relationships with bring all sorts of experiences that help you develop as a person, which are part of, an important part of what universities offer. There's all the arts, Loughborough in particular, values the contribution that sports and the teamwork and the training and the healthy lifestyle that goes with the sporting environment. But there are all sorts of opportunities, and I think universities need to get clearer at articulating what the kinds of opportunities that they are at their own institution. And some will provide some things better, and others will provide other things better. And that doesn't mean that overall one is better or not. They're just different, and we need to be clear about what our particular kind of excellence is in each of our institutions. We shouldn't underestimate the power of the residential experience in terms of giving students a good experience and learning opportunities. Those sort of basic skills, the cooking skills, the social skills that come with living closely to people, both on and off campus, are all part of our responsibility as a university to create an environment where those are good. And it's clearly important that students have appropriate financial arrangements, whether that's additional work that they do or whether it's their dependence on the student loans and whatever we put in place by way of bursaries. It's coming back to what makes a great learning environment, because I think this is central and something that I think is distinctive about the 94 Group and Loughborough. What makes a great learning environment is the people, the places and the culture, in my view. The staff and the students, that's the people bit. The physical environment, the buildings, the facilities in the laboratories or whatever. And the culture. And when we think about, as I've got to come back to at the end, the funding issue, some of these things are expensive and cost money, but not all of them. Some of them are ways in which we behave, expectations that we have, and I think there are improvements that we can all make that don't cost money, though quite clearly a lot of them do. So just let's think about the people. The distinctive bit about the 94 Group and Loughborough as part of it is that our kind of learning environment, our kind of student experience, says that we value enormously the opportunity for students to work alongside inspiring academics who are doing research at the forefront of their field. So for us, there is something distinctive about the experience that we provide, which is that students are learning alongside research active members of staff. But it's terribly important that those staff aren't just motivated by their research performance and progression through the ever more important conferences that they go to in ever more exotic parts of the world, but that they actually do really care about the students and the learning that they're providing as part of this research environment. So staff that care. Now, this is something that is very difficult to articulate, but I'm absolutely clear that across Loughborough you find staff who care about students. It's part of the history of the organisation, and something which we're very, very proud of. And I don't just mean academic staff, I mean staff in every part of the university. And it's very important, I think, then, that that leads to a culture where you listen to and respond to students, so that you do involve students in the way you operate. It's also, and I'm speaking personally here because I care about this very much indeed, that what we're doing on our campus with the people that are around is having staff and students from very different cultures and very different countries, and that we provide an environment on campus where people learn about difference and learn about working in teams or socialising in teams where there are people with very different sets of beliefs. I think that's an incredibly important part of the people bit of the student experience. I also can't overestimate the importance of having an effective students' union, something which we're very, very lucky and proud to have at Loughborough, that works well with the university management. We have a very strong partnership with the students' union. We wouldn't want to be doing things that the students' union were not comfortable with. We have all sorts of things in place to try to keep that relationship close and to anticipate issues that might emerge. We don't always get it right, but we try very hard to work closely with the students' union, and the students' union, I think, respect that. So all in all, I think what is important about the people part of the student experience is that you're using every opportunity to equip students with the skills and the attitudes that they need as preparation for what is now a global world of work. Our students work all over the world, and we need to prepare them for that. So that's the people bit. The places bit is hugely important. There's a physical infrastructure to the student experience which we must not forget. Again, for Loughborough and for the 1994 group, that physical infrastructure is a research environment. So students are seeing how research operates, seeing the facilities that are needed, having a chance to use some of the top-rated and state-of-the-art research equipment. So we have to invest in our laboratories, theatres, music facilities, whatever are the infrastructure, physical infrastructure that underlies their particular subject area. There's an enormous amount of resource, human and financial resource, that needs to go into the library and learning resources, and that's changing all the time. So that's always requiring further financial investment, because we have to keep at the forefront of our learning resources. Our sport and recreational facilities require investment and caring about the physical infrastructure. And the students' union needs to be up-to-date, state-of-the-art facilities, because that becomes increasingly a part of what students look for. And this is a Loughborough bit, but we do all we can to try to create in the physical infrastructure a healthy campus and a commitment to all of the things that go with a healthy lifestyle. So that's the people and the places, but there's a whole load on culture and ethos, which I think is really important to address and be explicit about in creating a great student experience. I've mentioned before the business of caring for students, but I think caring and respect for students is something where the student experience is good. You see that across the whole campus, from the cleaners in the halls of residences through to the internationally ranked professors. That needs to be there. If it isn't there, then it's going to be difficult to create a sort of integrated student experience. Engagement of students. We have students on pretty well all of our committees that make decisions, and therefore there's a forum, that and others, for listening to student feedback. We've done a lot to try and recognise and accredit co-curricular learning, having an employability award now, and giving credits for those external, those non-core curricular elements of the experience. And we have at Loughborough and in some of the many of the other 94 groups a real commitment to providing work experience. 65% of our courses at Loughborough students go out on a year's work placement, and that's terribly, terribly important in providing it. Part of the distinctiveness of the Loughborough student experience. We also work very closely with industry and commerce and involve employers in not only our careers planning, but also the course planning and delivery, and so that we're able to anticipate what employers are saying about what students need to have maximum employability. Because clearly, whilst it's not the only goal for us, as part of the student experience, students want to get a job at the end of it. So I don't think that this is what every institution should do, because that's not what every institution is set up to do. But I think every institution does need to be clear about its distinctiveness and differentiation, and it does, and it should know how to articulate that to prospective students, so that prospective students know what kind of experience it is, what's distinctive, what's different about the institutions that they're applying to. So at the same time as we're all competing for students, we've got to be able to differentiate and say what we're doing in a way that makes the sector as a whole coherent. And that's why I think it is terribly important that the different mission groups actually work well together, so that we don't present the sector as a fragmented group of competitive institutions, but ones that are thinking about how HE in the UK, so that the UK keeps its global competitiveness as a whole. I think I've given you some idea about what I think the distinctive features about Loughborough and some of the 94 groups are, but if I were also just to emphasise, at Loughborough, we're also saying that what we're trying to do is to provide an international experience for all. We clearly do have different fee base for different students where they, in different parts of the world where they come from, but when you're on Loughborough campus, you're all students from different parts of the world. So whether you come from London, Bolton, Hong Kong, Beijing or Boston, you're all international students and you're all going out into an international workplace. So the kind of experience that we give you is important, that you all, we don't just think of international students having to have a particular set of experience. I think another key feature of Loughborough is the Students' Union. It's done fantastic. It's got a fantastic record in terms of its contribution to environmental sustainability. It's volunteering with large thousands of students out in the local community, and the skills that they learn going into schools, teaching children how to read or write, is incredibly important. And the Students' Rag, at the moment, the target for this year's Students' Rag is £1 million, and they're not far off track for that, even in this difficult climate. So that, and the skills that you learn in trying to raise money like that, they're really, really important. And as I've said, work experience in industrial places is very much part of what Loughborough would say its distinctiveness is. The 1994 group as a whole is distinctive because of it's a group of small to medium-sized universities who I think do deliver the human contact, the personalness of that that size can give. They're distinctive because they're research-intensive and committed to research-led teaching. And many of them have developed employability award-type commitments. So I think you wouldn't find anyone in the 1994 group that wasn't committed to continuing to be leaders in offering a high-quality student experience. And we've got some evidence that this isn't just all bravado and chat and sales pitch. The 1994 group have done very, very well on measures of quality of the student experience. Now, given the complexity of the student experience, as I've just described it to you, it's quite hard to have a single measure of it, and any measure that we have is a sort of proxy measure. But on the whole, as you'll see from these figures here, the 1994 group hasn't done badly in terms of measures. So I think the 94 group's got a reasonable case for saying we're not doing it too badly. But by no means complacent, and even in 2007, we were saying, what are the things that we have got to continue to do and that we've got to do better? And the policy statement enhancing the student experience that came out then set out seven major challenges for us, which we have made some progress on, but we have not cracked completely yet. So there's no complacency about it, nor is there complacency at Loughborough about what we're doing. We are confident. We've been in the top five in the NSS results since they came out, and we're enormously pleased and grateful to the Students' Union for the contribution that they have made to us winning the Best Student Experience Award in all the 3 years that it was awarded. It's not awarded in 2009. It's the most improved student experience in 2009, and we didn't get that, but Queen Mary did, and congratulations to Queen Mary too for the improvements that they have made in their student experience. We were very pleased to win the Outstanding Sport for International Students Award a couple of years ago, and that's part of the commitment to the total international student notion. And the Students' Union have led a very big part of this. They had a Going Global campaign led by Christina, who is actually here in the audience and who will be speaking in one of the sessions this afternoon. She's now on the NUS exec, trying to do the same for the whole of the country. More power to your elbow, Christina. That's a good example of where this business of creating an international experience for all is a partnership between us both. So we're confident, but we are absolutely not complacent about it, because there are so many of those seven areas which I'd put up a moment ago in the 1994 group report where we can continue to improve, and that's what we're trying to do. And part of that is having all parts of the university valued and aware of what their role is in working together to create a student experience that really matters. So I've talked a bit about some of the things that I think from our type of institution contribute to quality. And some of those things, as you will have heard, don't cost money. Attitudes and listening and involvement of students and caring and valuing teaching as much as research, they don't cost money on the whole. They're about attitudes and ways of working. But unfortunately, many of the things that relate to quality do cost money. We've had very big increases in salaries. We've got very big contributions in pensions likely to be coming up. Our buildings are expensive to maintain. We've got a history of not having maintained them as well as we should have done. And if we are going to be the leaders that we should be in the environmental sustainability, we should be developing our campus in a way that is as low carbon as possible. That means new buildings being built with the right facilities. It means looking at retrofitting old buildings. That is very expensive. And it's kind of easier to take the cheaper option. But if we're to be leaders, as I think we must, in terms of saying that our research contributes to a low carbon community, our teaching is teaching students how to understand about their role as leaders in a sustainable environment, then we should be demonstrating on our campuses that we care about that too. Our laboratories and our equipment need constant updating if we're to stay ahead of the game in research internationally. And student expectations about residential provision are justifiably, quite reasonably, high, and we must provide accommodation, and universities across the land have been doing that. So right across the board, our facilities are needing renewal and enhancement, and if we are to keep our position as international leaders, we must be making that investment. I keep coming back to that point because I don't want us to lose that, and I think there are threats on the horizon that, in that regard. It isn't just the student experience that is a reason for investment in higher education. The UK needs a strong HE sector. And that, I think, came through loud and clear in the CBI report, Stronger Together, which went through a number of different areas where where HE contributes to the sector, to the UK as a whole. And there's some figures here on this slide which demonstrate that it's a vibrant part of the economy, and we help the UK economy, not just in providing people who are skilled and able to contribute to its growth in other areas, but in our own existence ourselves. Thank you very much. So there's a very good reason for government continuing to invest in higher education, because it affects other parts of the economy. Our funding per student has dropped. Everybody will know this graph. And the point I want to make here is that we are by no means anywhere like the level of investment that we had in 1990, and something needs to happen. I think that was also the view of the CBI. And if we don't, the quality that we have been talking about will be under threat. We've used the fees to shore up facilities and to invest in more staff. I think, certainly speaking for Loughborough, we've used that fee income very wisely and invested in continuing success. But there's no doubt that our costs have increased faster than our income, and we don't have enough from the fees where they are at the moment. So there is a need to find additional income for higher education. And again, other parts of the world are investing in higher education faster and more intensively than we are. So, bringing this to a close, I think there are responsibilities on the government, on students, and also on universities. I think the government must recognise the value of HE and continue to invest in it. It's doing some good things to motivate us to get more diverse income streams. Philanthropic support is one. The matched funding scheme has been a great stimulus for us re-engaging with our alumni and improving our philanthropic support. But there are things the university could do, for example, sorting out the VAT issue when we want to take costs out of the system by sharing services. We can't do that at the moment unless we pay VAT. Silly things like that. I think the government needs to look at what other things they could do to help us take costs out of the system or diversify our income streams. Students have a responsibility. They do benefit from education. Let's try and arrive out of the fees review with something that is free at the point of access, as it were, for students, where students have a robust support system, but one that is sustainable. Our support system at the moment is one of the most generous, and maybe there needs to be some more balancing of that so that the most needy students get the most. And this is all part of the fee review. Universities must recognise that they have to invest in the student experience, but they must also recognise that perhaps there are things they can be doing to commercialise better. Maybe there are other things that universities can do. We try hard to maximise our conference income, but are we as commercially astute about the way we can use our campuses and our plant, as it were, as we should be? So a plea to universities to operate with maximum efficiency and really deliver value for money so that we can look students in the eye and say we are using the money that you put in to the very best effect. So I wish the fees review group a happy few months. It's not going to be easy for them. But I ask them throughout it all, don't forget the students. They're at the core of everything that we do in higher education. Thank you.